It's less than 24 hours before the first film is scheduled to be shown. Four well-caffeinated people perch in front of laptops in a rented conference room. A mess of manila envelopes, DVDs, papers, and cardboard boxes completely buries the oblong conference table.
Should we put like an easel or should we just put one of our posters?
I don't think an easel will do it.
Right, and that's just
when festival director Nicole Gregg walks in, her right-hand woman, Nicole Gilovsky, delivers a rush of updates.
Definitely that red has to be blocked out.
Okay.
Gregg is New Hampshire Film Festival's only full-time year-round staff member. Golovsky works part-time, and the rest of the crew are volunteers. But Gregg explains this festival is no small-town event.
With cash and in-kind, our budget is about $350,000. We receive sponsorships, we receive grants, ticket sales, submissions.
It's $12 admission or $35 for a day pass for the moviegoers. As for filmmakers, Gregg charges between $15 and $70 for each submission, depending on the film's length. This year, about 1,000 films were submitted. Not quite 10% got accepted. And some of them offer up some pretty big names, like Labor Day, which stars Kate Winslet and Clark Gregg.
We have built up some great relationships with some of the distributors, and we do go after a handful of films that, you know, are going to be released in theaters, but possibly not necessarily brought to this community.
Gregg says the festival doesn't pay for a single film. Instead, she relies on some special industry connections.
When I was in New York, I worked for an independent film company called Shooting Gallery, and Shooting Gallery is best known for producing Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton. Then my, you know, husband came along and was coming to New Hampshire and said, hey, move to New Hampshire. And I said, what am I going to do in New Hampshire? And I got to Portsmouth and I said, wow, this would be an incredible place for a film festival.
While the New Hampshire Film Festival is an international festival with movies from all over the world, Gregg dedicates the first day to films with New Hampshire themes. She says that part of the festival has been growing as digital recording gear becomes more accessible to all kinds of people, like Dan Deering, who runs MacEdge, an independent Apple store in Portsmouth. Deering and I met at a crowded press party for the film festival earlier this month.
I got into film because so many of my customers are filmmakers. And then I started finding all these guys coming in, asking questions about film, getting gear for film.
So Deering thought he'd give it a go. His film is called Tech Roulette.
It's a short comedy, kind of about a guy who's having a bad day, but also who makes a really bad assumption about the tech support line he's calling.
Thank you for calling ProTech. This is Omar.
When you get someone with an Indian accent, you automatically jump to the conclusion that it's tech support outsourced to India. What if he's not in India? What if tech support's downstairs?
Well, Homer, my mouse doesn't work.
No, my name is Omar, sir. Have you tried restarting your computer?
Like all of the films showing this weekend, his short is up for a variety of quote-unquote granny awards. These are 10-pound trophies hand-carved from granite. Of course, most of the films are not made in New Hampshire. The documentary Blackfish about SeaWorld's deadly killer whale premiered at Sundance in January.
Orange County Sheriff's Office.
We need SO to respond for a dead person at SeaWorld. A whale has eaten one of the trainers.
For folks on the seacoast, the New Hampshire Film Festival is a big deal. Katie Evelyn Sherman lives in Rye, and though the festival takes place just 15 minutes from her home, she and her husband get a babysitter for the weekend and rent a hotel room in downtown Portsmouth.
And I always plan the babysitter about 6 months ahead of time because I have to go this weekend. It's a must do. And I reserve the hotel room usually when we check out the year before.
The festival's director, Nicole Gregg, says Evelyn Sherman and her husband aren't the only ones who make a staycation out of the festival.
So there's a great feeling of satisfaction and reward when we see people filling up the theaters and flooding downtown sidewalks and the locals making a vacation out of a weekend in their hometown.
Of course, Gregg says, come Monday, she's looking forward to spending some quality time with her kids for once. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.